House Bill 1273 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1273, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Dunnifan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body. House Bill 1273 is an act to revise the requirements for obtaining plates and certificates to park in any space reserved for the disabled. It's a long bill, but it's very simple to go through. I'll go through it very quickly. Section 1 of the bill deals with the disabled license plates. This gives the Secretary of the Department of Revenue the ability to define the requirements for the physically disabled. Section 2 of the bill deals with portable permits. Section 3 of the bill deals with the nonprofit organization, licensed hospital, retirement home, or educational institution who cares for physically disabled to obtain a portable parking permit. Section 4 of the bill allows licensed nursing homes to facilities to obtain disabled plates. Section 5 of the bill clarifies that any person other than a disabled veteran who obtains a disabled veteran license plate that parks in a designated parking space commits a Class 2 misdemeanor. In addition, the court shall assess a civil penalty of not less than $200 or more than $500 for using a space they are not entitled to. Section 6 changes some language from handicapped to disabled. Section 7 requires that when someone has abused their parking privileges, the Department of Revenue be notified and they'll revoke the privilege. Section 8 makes some language corrections and adds the civil penalty. Section 9 adds language that makes it illegal to stop or block a disabled parking space. Section 10 is new language that prohibits the parking standing or blocking of the access aisle for the physically disabled parking space. This will allow for use of the wheelchair parking access. Without access aisle, the parking space is unusable for someone in a wheelchair. Section 11 of the bill provides for uniformity of the parking spaces for the physically disabled, and Section 12 provides that any new signs that come after July 1 will carry the penalty, but it does not require that they change the old signs. And there was a question on where the money for the civil penalties goes. And as I have researched it, I believe that the money does go to the county treasurer and to the schools. I would ask your favorable vote on 1273.
Further remarks, Representative Don Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I must commend Representative Donovan for bringing this bill forward. On the face of it, this is a good bill. I rise in objection to the bill only on one point, and that is the fees. I think the fees are excessive, and I'd like to have a chance to explain that to you. In the first place, one of the problems that Representative Dunnifan has
Representative Hennies, back here. Do you intend to move the motion, please? Do you have an amendment?
Excuse me.
Okay. Do you move that at this time, sir?
Sir?
Do you move the amendment
Forgive
at this time?
Forgive me, I got ahead of myself.
That's okay. I'm here to help. House Bill, that amendment is marked 1273-OA, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. It has been distributed.
Thank you very much. And there is a second comments on that motion. Representative Hennies, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why didn't you stop me earlier?
It was tempting.
I was on a roll. What I already said, one of the problems we have is that there is a federal law that mandates for the handicapped and certain veterans how these parking places will be marked. But in the state of South Dakota, at least, different municipalities don't live up to that rule. So sometimes it's hard to tell whether or not it's a handicapped parking place. Some places there are signs that delineate them, and some places there are not. They're only painted on the ground. When they're only painted on the ground, they can wear off or they can be covered with snow. One of the problems let's just talk about the fines right now. Right now, the way it is in state law, if you park in one of those places, it's a Class 2 misdemeanor, which is subject to 30 days in jail and or a $200 fine. Now, in the first place, I don't think anybody ought to be taking advantage of those handicapped parking places and be using them for their own selfish interest. So I don't object to that part at all. However, I think these fines are excessive. And Let's let me read you something. Now, Representative Dunnifin gave me this to show me what other states were doing, and I'd like to run through these as fast as I can to give you an idea what other states have done. This first one here, Columbus, Ohio, they've raised their fines to a minimum of $250 and a maximum of $500. Alabama, minimum $500 for the first offense. Alaska, minimum $100. Arizona, minimum $50. Colorado, punishable by $500 fine. Connecticut, at least $100, but not more than $250. In North Dakota, possible by a penalty, a flat penalty of $100. Oklahoma, $50, but not more than $100. Oregon, at least $190. Pennsylvania, not less than $50, but not more than $200. Rhode Island, $75 for the first offense, and then it increases as with further offenses. South Carolina, not less than $100 or more than $200. South Dakota is a Class 2 misdemeanor, as I said before. Tennessee, minimum of $100. Texas, more than we are. It's not less than $250, but not more than $500 for the first offense, and then it escalates. Vermont, not more than $25. Virginia, not less than $100 or more than $500. Washington State, a $250 fine. West Virginia, $100 fine. Wisconsin, not less than $200 or more than $500. Wyoming, not more than $50. Of those 21 states that I listed, only five are more than South Dakota's present regulations. Here's the big reason I have a problem with this. Right? If we change this the way that Representative Dunnifin likes to do, it's still a misdemeanor. In addition to that, there's a civil penalty. Now, if you go before a judge with your knees knocking and he's had a bad day, got out of the wrong side of the bed, which judges are wont to do from time to time, he could give you a $200 fine for the misdemeanor plus 30 days in jail and $500 fine for the civil penalty. You could get 30 days in jail and a $700 fine if this bill is passed without amendment. Now, I say to you that that is excessive. I know from firsthand that you can park in these by accident. I got a ticket for parking in one. The handicap spot was not properly marked. It says at the top of that sign, shall be no more than 7 feet off the ground. Where I pulled into this spot, it was painted on the ground.
Frost Hills.
But I couldn't see it. There was nothing ahead of me that told me that was a parking spot except a plate glass window on a storefront. They had placed it up on the facade of the building. The bottom of that sign was 10 feet off the ground. The judge didn't make any difference to him. But I was pretty smart. I threw myself on the mercy of the court and I pled ignorance. And I might say I made a very convincing argument too. The judge was merciless. As I said, I pled guilty, and he fined me $100. My other option was to go to court and have more expenses. I thought $100 was excessive. But since I don't think people should be parking in those spots, my amendment deletes the misdemeanor and makes it a petty offense with a minimum of $100 fine and a maximum of $200. I think that is sufficient to get anybody's attention, and I would urge you to support this amendment to the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Hennies motion to amend. Representative Connell.
Mr. Speaker, I move to table the Hennies amendment.
Is there a second? All those in favor of tabling the Hennies motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carried. Further remarks. The gavel is dropped.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Flowers.
I have an amendment at the desk.
And that's 1273 SA.
SA, correct.
Are you moving at this
time? I move to the amendment.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on that motion? Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
1273 SA, as in Sierra Alpha.
I'll just quickly explain what the amendment does. It takes the civil penalty off of the penalty. It leaves it a Class 2 misdemeanor. Currently, they're fining maybe $100. They can go to $200 today. They're not using the maximum today to see what's happening. It just seems to me like this has probably gone a little beyond what we're trying to get done. It's starting to become a fundraiser, and I don't think that's quite right.
Further remarks on the flower, Representative Abdallah.
I move the table that amendment.
Been moved and seconded to table the flowers amendment.
Roll call.
Roll call's been requested. That's the right time. Thanks. All those in favor will vote aye. Those is he supported? He is supported. Those in favor of the tabling motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote.
Point of order.
State your point. Representative Richter.
Mr. Speaker?
Representative Knoll.
Is the motion to table or?
It's the motion to table. Is it not reflected?
The board is wrong.
I'm sorry. The computer won't allow her to go backwards, or it's the end of the free world as we know it. So this is the vote on the tabling motion of the Flowers Amendment. 1273 SA.
Representative Broderick. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 30, nays 38, excused 2.
The flowers, the tabling motion having failed to receive a majority vote of the members present is hereby declared lost. Further comments? Representative Flowers.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, as the bill stands, I cannot support it. I think this is a little bit of an overkill. I think we're not looking at what we ought to be doing out here. I think that there's abuse, but granted, I'm not so sure that the law enforcement are doing what they maybe should have been doing to start with. The judges have not been imposing the penalties that was currently in place, and I just, for the life of me, cannot understand getting this absorbent in what we're doing.
Further remarks on the Flowers motion to amend. Representative Dunafin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Well, I appreciate my learned colleague, Representative Flowers' comments, but let's look at this seriously. If you're not violating the law, you don't have to worry about it. And I think the judges, in their wisdom, I think they've been understanding and compassionate, and I think they look at the totality of the situation. And this money goes back to the schools, but the most important thing is you are violating the law. You're taking a space away from a disabled person who needs that space. I ask you to consider that. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Flowers motion to amend. Hearing none, the question before the House is the Flowers motion to amend. Is he supported? He is supported. Thank you very much for participating in that. All those in favor of the Flowers motion amendment will signify by voting aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on the Flowers motion to amend.
Representative Tupel. Representative Tupel. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 38, nays 30, excused 2.
Flowers' motion to amend, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Further remarks on House Bill 1273 as amended. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1273 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1273.
Representatives Napoli and Don Hennies. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63, nays 5, excused 2.
House Bill 1273, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title.